We're here with Stephen Simpson from FinTech Data Science Consulting.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Thanks.
How's the show going for you?
It's
just
going
to
good.
Kick things off.
Good. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good time. All right. Dan Marino was a lot of fun, wasn't he?
He was. He seems like a pretty good guy. So good sense of humor, great information, all that recipe for a great keynote.
And he's got an arm.
He's got an arm still. Yes, he does. He can throw it. He can wing it still pretty good. So let's talk about what you guys are doing here. Let's talk about, we were talking before the recording about some topics to talk about. And analytics practice. How do we make analytics practical? Because we're talking about, 5 years ago, analytics was, stuck in the server room with the IT folks. But now it's in every part of an organization. So how do we make it practical for folks now?
That's right. And even today, a lot of people are focused on data analytics, but they still think it's a little fuzzy. They think it's 2 or 3 years before you get any return on investment. And I'm here to tell you that you should have an immediate ROI from your analytics initiatives. And the trick is really to make it very practical. Relate analytics to your current strategic initiatives and what does each line of business need to achieve. Mm-hmm. And then you should be able to extract some data on your members that relate to information, and let's turn that information into action, and even better yet, measured action. And so regardless if it's to grow loans or simply improve member service, you should be able to take action immediately from your data analytics initiatives. And if it's not focused on member service, then that should have an immediate ROI and bottom line impact to drive your future analytics initiatives.
You said measured ROI. Can you dive into that one a little bit?
Sure. So today, even when we get the information and we have a good action list, let's say we want to increase deposits. And so we may go after using an engagement algorithm to see those members that came through indirect auto or mortgage that opened that checking account to get that little bit of lower rate on the mortgage or the car loan. But have they engaged with the credit union? Have they moved over their automatic deposits? Are they using the internet banking and the debit card? Or instead, do they make a deposit 3 days before the withdrawal comes out?
Okay.
And that's the only thing that those two transactions are the only things that hit the account every month.
Right.
So now we know they're costing the credit union money because they have no balance. But yet they're costing us an account. They're not generating any fees. They're not generating any interchange income. So a simple engagement algorithm would identify those people.
Okay.
But now what action do we want to take? So maybe we want to send a digital channel and send an email or a text message. Maybe we want to do a print stuff mail campaign. But what's the message? So a lot of times I'll meet with branch managers and the head of marketing, and I'll walk out of there with 7 ideas. Let's try them all against a control group. And so what we do is we'll take that data, we'll know what action campaign you're taking on each of those members, and then over 30, 60 days, we'll know who responded, what message worked best. Is one message better for a millennial versus an executive versus a retiree? How about your branch in the rural area? We may need to change that message to meet each of those different member characteristics. And so what we do is we'll do the statistics, we'll do the heavy lifting, and track the results of that action so we can create a recurring best practice.
So if it's good or bad,
that's
you can go from there.
And a quick no is very valuable.
Yeah,
we can throw out that marketing budget.
Yeah.
We know we're not getting any lift from it, and so let's try to spend those dollars on something that actually works. Novel idea.
Very novel idea indeed.
Very cool. Hey, let's switch gears to segmentation. You talked about that before we did the recording as well. Why is what is it, and then why is it important?
Sure. So segmenting your members is critically important. It's a challenge for credit unions because my top 5 percentiles have a checking account, they use internet banking, and they have a debit card. And my bottom 5 percentiles have a checking account, have internet banking, and use a debit card. Now, they use them dramatically different. The balances are different. Maybe they have loan accounts, maybe they don't. But you have to be able to view those different segments to take actions differently.
Okay,
so you need a member contribution algorithm to be able to segment those members. Or maybe we want to segment executive from millennial because, the executive, you're going to send one message. They're in a different stage of life versus a millennial. But at the same time, I don't like to segment a millennial by age. It's a good place to start.
Yeah.
But you know, some may be midlife crisis and out buying Taco Bell at 2 a.m. and, you know, hitting the bar or the pub. And so we may treat them like a millennial regardless of their age because they respond to the SMS text messages. They click, they look at that ad. And so we want to send them messages like that in the future. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to segment. Ideally, you want to get a segmentation down to one. Mm-hmm. If we had a segment of one and I knew precisely what it is you need and what you want, mm-hmm. I can better deliver service to you. So it's if I know that you're the type of member I want at 2 years and I can identify you at 2 days or 2 weeks, I could have a path of customer success to get you to where I need you to be at 2 years, right? Awesome. So it's all about segmentation.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No longer, gone are the days is when you're placing an ad in the newspaper or throwing a spot on the radio station and praying to God that somebody hears it and they come in, you know. Now it's like, it's getting down to this.
Right.
Really cool stuff.
Really cool stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, it just totally blows me away from a marketing perspective, but gosh, the analytics.
And these days, with the tools that we have, it's easily done.
Yeah,
so you see it all the time on Google Maps. You've made a search, you pop into Home Depot, and they're giving you the ad for what it is you want.
Or
you looked at something, and now the ads pop up in your Google searches. Mm-hmm. So it's,
or all the reward stuff that's out right now and stuff. Every time I drive by a Starbucks, ding, my phone goes off. I don't even drink coffee. What's going on?
That's right. So. That's right. Exactly.
Cool stuff, Stephen. Cool stuff. Anything else? Let's give your company a quick plug.
FinTech Data Science Consulting. So we help empower credit unions by making sense out of their data, really look to find their strategic plan and align it with the line of business strategic initiatives, and then create those action lists that are a resource to the lines of business. Mm-hmm. We work a lot with On Approach.
Yeah.
And so if you're an On Approach client, we can deliver services using their platform, but we also work with a lot of independent credit unions and just make the most out of their BI teams.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll accelerate your BI initiative and help get you into more advanced analytics. We'll also, if you've got a mature analytics department, we'll get you to machine learning, and we do all the advanced statistics.
Now we're talking fun stuff.
Oh. Yeah, so we'll do all the regressions and or model validation, whatever you need.
Excellent. Gosh, this stuff is so exciting, so exciting. And I suddenly have a craving for a Taco Bell Burrito Supreme, so I'm going to be going there at 2 o'clock in the morning, all right?
It's a millennial.
Exactly, all right. Stephen, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Well done.